This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has ordered an immediate halt to flights operated by the Airbus 320 family until airlines complete mandatory safety modifications. The sweeping move issued today covers the Airbus A318, A319, A320 and A321 fleet and requires operators to ground aircraft until prescribed checks and fixes are completed. Airbus has ordered immediate repairs of thousands of aircraft globally from its A320 fleet, with multiple airlines in India also facing flight disruptions. It is estimated that around 6,000 aircraft around the world will be impacted. The Election Commission today said more than 50 crore 73 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of the Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. 99.53% of nearly 51 crore electors are to be covered in this phase. The Commission said nearly 40 crore forms have been digitized so far. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on the 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. Meanwhile, in Kerala, Chief Electoral Officer Ratan U. Kelkar convened a meeting in Thiruvananthapuram today with representatives of major political parties to review the progress of the Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rolls. The CEO informed that enumeration forms have been distributed to all voters on the rolls and 85% of the filled-in forms have already been received. The Election Commission has invited all citizens to download ECI Net app and give their suggestions to make the app more user-friendly. Citizens can do it by using the Submit a Suggestion tab on the app till the 27th of next month. The Commission said the user's suggestions will be examined and the platform will be further updated to make it more user-friendly. The official launch of the ECINET platform is planned for January 2026. The poll panel added that the trial version of the ECINET app was put to use during the Bihar Assembly elections 2025 and the recent by-elections. This new digital platform enabled better voter services, quicker availability of polling percentage trends, and also the publication of index cards within 72 hours of the close of polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Chief Economic Advisor V. Ananta Nageswaran has said that ongoing structural reforms are strengthening efficiency and competitiveness in the economy, supported by stable macroeconomic policies. Addressing the media after the release of the quarterly estimates of gross domestic product GDP for the July to September quarter, the CEA said the reforms, including the implementation of labour codes, GST rate rationalisation, new personal income tax regime and deregulation initiatives, will continue to enhance efficiency and competitiveness. In a major leap towards strengthening public health security, India is set to transform its disease surveillance approach from traditional detective methods to a predictive model by integrating cutting-edge technologies such as artificial intelligence, real-time data analytics, and digital intelligence platforms. This paradigm shift will significantly enhance the country's ability to identify outbreaks before they escalate. Cyclone Detwa continues to cause rough sea conditions and heavy rainfall along the Puducherry and Karaikal coasts. At the Nallavadu fishing village in Puducherry, sea waves have been rising to over 10 feet, resulting in coastal erosion. An emergency review meeting was held by Puducherry Civil Supplies Minister P.R.N. Thirumurugan, along with District Collector Pooja and senior officials to assess the rain situation and preparedness. And with that, we end this news bulletin.